The slow process of counting votes is underway in the Philippines, but the election results are being overshadowed by the ongoing violence surrounding the polls. Will Taylor has this report.
Early results say the opposition in the Philippines fared better than expected in Monday's congressional elections, but President Gloria Arroyo is expected to retain control of the House of Representatives. In the Senate, the opposition is expected to win 8 of the 12 seats under contention, 2 more than expected. Independent candidates look to take 2 others, leaving only 2 of the contested seats in the government's hands. The election was marred by violence, with 2 vote counters killed today, bringing to 126 the number of people killed in electoral violence since the campaign began. Speaking on television, President Arroyo appealed for calm in the country.
May matitinding pagtunggali sa lahat ng kampanya.
There are intense fights in all campaigns, but let us be gracious, win or lose. For the sake of the nation, we should close all chapters of conflict and battle once the nation makes its decision and open the doors to national reconciliation and unity.
Analysts say the administration would easily retain a 2/3 majority in the House, which is crucial since the opposition needs at least 1/3 of the votes to move an impeachment motion against Arroyo. It has unsuccessfully tried to do so in each of the last 2 years. Final results for local posts could start trickling in on Thursday, but for the Senate, the counting might not be finished for another month. I'm Will Taylor.